That was our winner. Time for the bright side.
Some things in life are bad.
Here we go now.
They can really make you mad.
Call me, text.
Other things just make you swear and curse.
312.
When you're chewing on life's gristle, don't grumble, give a whistle.
981.
And this'll help things turn out for the best.
7200. Sing with us now, everybody.
Always look on the bright side of life. Always look
on. I'm not
on.
Even trying anymore. I'm actually getting worse at it. Okay, let's start. What do you like?
Well, before I read the one that I told you I was going to read first, I just want to point out that I think this is a bright side for a lot of people. Everyone is saying that they just got the joke. 312, just got the grandma joke. 312, so funny. 847, just got it. But otherwise, 262, at 5:15 this morning, my wife's first words were, "My bright side is this electric blanket."
I'm so glad that you're thinking about us while you're lying there in bed. Helen, you're on WGN. Why are you smiling today, Helen? You're on the air.
Yes, hi. I'm smiling because of the winter joke, because it brought back wonderful memories of my late dad. He always would tell that joke when my mom would cook carrots and peas in the same pot.
Give the audience.
Thanks for the call, Helen. Hey, Pam, you're on WGN. Why are you smiling?
John, I got to pet the kitty cat that was not mine at a resale shop this week, and we spent about 10 minutes together, and it was just lovely. I got to have a pet without any of the liability. It was wonderful.
The care or the mess. Nice of you to call. I'll tell you what, comfort pets are a thing these days.
Oh, yeah.
They even take them into schools.
So many puppies, too. I've seen maybe like 12 in the building that I live in, at least.
Yeah, no kidding. I'm like all you people walking those dogs around and training them on my corner. Like, okay, you know, when the COVID is over, you're still going to have a dog. What are you reading?
So, 815 says their two-month-old son rolled over for the first time today. Very exciting.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
And 224, their first grandchild, Emmett, was born last week.
Woohoo!
By the way, our Bright Side is sponsored by the Joint Relief Institute. We'll randomly hand out some of our Bright Side of Life pins, courtesy of the Joint Relief Institute. Hey, John, you're on WGN. What's your Bright Side?
Good morning. My bright side is I'm a letter carrier for the United States Postal Service in the great city of Des Plaines, Illinois. And since this COVID started, I've been COVID-free and just glad that I have a job and I can deliver to the wonderful customers in my town.
I want you to be my mailman.
Yeah.
Would be love to. I'd love to.
Actually, the person that delivers our mail and my newspaper, terrific people too. I'm going to give you a Bright Side of Life pin. You've put a smile on our face today, John, okay?
I'm going to put it on my postal jacket. I'll wear it proudly every day.
I was hopeful that you would, and you need to send us a picture, too. LF, he was on line 2. John, call back, 312-981-7200. We'll make sure you get a Bright Side pin. Hey, Alice, what's your Bright Side? You're on the air. Alice, it's your turn. Okay, we'll go away from Alice and go to Lauren Lapka. Read one.
Got to share this one because I'm loving the love. 773 says their bright side is WGN, so we love you too. And 847, their daughter's coming home from college to celebrate her golden birthday. That means she shares a birthday with you. She's going to be 19.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah.
Yeah,
mine is on Monday as well. I'm not 19, though. It's not my golden birthday. So, happy days for them. Carrie, you're on WGN. What's your bright side, Carrie?
Hey, John, I can't beat the refrigerator guy, but I did turn on my heat this week, and it worked, and I'm very thankful for that. But the other thing is my wife, after being 33 years as a hospice care nurse, she decided she was sick of dealing with humans, so she went to school and got a vet tech degree, and she just got 2 job offers this morning. So life is very good.
Boy, that's such an effort, such a time, such a cash crunch. You hope it pays off. It did. Hooray.
Good. Thanks, John.
Wow. Thanks for the phone call. My best to your family. Well done.
Thank you. If life seems jolly
rotten. All right, Lasko, your turn.
630 says they're going wedding dress shopping with their daughter tomorrow. So hopefully she'll say yes to the dress. And get this, 224 says they're celebrating their pre-birthday weekend. Their birthday's Monday as well. A lot of birthdays next week. Mine's Thursday. And then Jasmine's is the 26th.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
It's a great month to have a birthday.
It is. October's the best.
My wife's is January 4th. Ooh. And 2 more different birthdays you could not have. You know,
so cool.
You're not holidayed out. The weather's nice. Mm-hmm. January 4th, you're hungover. You're broke. It's cold.
So much celebrating that you've just done.
Oh, man. So to all of you with January birthdays, we salute you and and wish you well. Tony, you're on WGN. What's your bright side, Tony?
John, my bright side is my amazing wife, Corey. I'm recovering from a major surgery, and without her help and love and care every day, I would not be where I'm at right now.
You give her the bright side of life pin. I'm going to make sure you get one. Okay, Tony?
Absolutely, John. Thank you.
What's this nice lady's name?
Corey.
Corey. Oh, yes. You're Tony. She's Corey. Thanks for the call. Hold on. Ella, that's line 7. Let's go to line 8. Alice, it's your turn. You're on WGN.
Hi, King John.
Hey.
This is Alice. I wanted to say my dad would have been 103 years old today. He lived to 88. He had 10 children. He was a Chicago band leader, played all the ballroom circuits throughout Chicagoland. Wonderful man. Happy birthday, Dad.
Yeah, what a nice memory. Well done. Our best to your family. Thanks, Alice.
Thanks.
Hi, Lauren Lapka, what are you reading?
A few nice anniversary trips. 630, their bright side. They're heading to spend a long weekend in Sawyer, Michigan to celebrate their 30th. And 708 says their bright side is they're going to the boundary waters of northern Minnesota to celebrate 34 years. This very sweet message from them. Laura, thank you for saying yes. Aww.
Wisconsin, Michigan, Minnesota, the UP, the Boundary Waters. Boy, it's lovely up there,
especially
right?
Especially in the fall. Yeah, with all the colors.
Oh, man. Hey, Vicki, you're on WGN. What's your bright side?
My bright side is that I lowered both my cable TV bill and my phone bill by like $100, $200.
What did you do?
I called and asked.
Yeah.
I said, I'm tired of paying these high fees. Oh, well, your promotion is over. That's why your bill went up. So that knocked $75 off my bill.
I'm telling you, I've been meaning to do this. I'm so glad you called, Vicki. I'm going to do it, too, this weekend.
Good. Do it. It'll happen.
Lauren Lapka, read.
So this is a very nice one. It came with a picture as well. But 224 says that today they got a call from their officer, Army son, with great news. And his dad, I guess, told him that his grandfather, who passed away 3 years ago, would be so proud.
Yeah.
So a very nice picture of this young man.
Oh, nice. Thanks for sending that in. Hooray. Here we go now. Let's talk to Jan. You're on WGN. Why are you smiling, Jan?
Good morning, John. I'm smiling because I got the peas and carrot joke. got the fly in the light bulb joke.
Oh, wow.
And the only joke I can't figure out is the goofy cheese joke.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. We don't explain the jokes either, so.
I know, but you know what? One day the light bulb will go off over my head, and I will. Keep up the good work. You make me smile each day, along with your whole staff and all the girls. And don't ever go anywhere.
Well, I'm not planning on it. We got good people here, the girls and the boys. Thanks for the call.
Always look on the bright
side. A group of people standing there to get their picture taken. A giant block of cheddar rolled down a hill and crushed the photographer. They tried to warn him. We don't explain speed jokes. Okay, you got another one?
Yes, 847. So another anniversary. Their wife, Mary Beth, and him. 49 years, and 847 says their brother is celebrating a 50th birthday on Saturday, plus two beautiful nieces, both pregnant with their first baby.
Woo-hoo. Donna's son did the marathon last Saturday, 5 hours, 14 minutes. Nice going, Donna. Congratulations. Thanks for the calls, everybody. We're out of time. That's how we do the bright side. We do it on Fridays at this time. Tell your friends and join us next Friday. You can listen for the podcast of it, too, at WGNRadio.com on the John Williams page.